The detection efficiency of type I supernovae from the Swicky transient facility limits on the intrinsic rate of early flux excesses by M.R. McGee et al. Samples of young type I supernovae have shown backquote early excess emission in a few cases. Similar excesses are predicted by some explosion and progenitor scenarios and hence can provide important clues regarding the origin of thermonuclear supernovae. They are, however, only predicted to last up to the first few days following explosion. It is therefore unclear whether such scenarios are intrinsically rare or if the relatively small sample size simply reflects the difficulty in obtaining sufficiently early detections. To that end, we perform toy simulations covering a range of survey depths and cadences and investigate the efficiency with which young type I supernovae are recovered. As input for our simulations, we use models that broadly cover the range of predicted luminosities. Based on our simulations, we find that in a typical 3-decade survey, only approximately 10. This was the detection efficiency of type I supernovae from the Swicky transient facility, limits on the intrinsic rate of early flux excesses, by M.R. McGee et al.